Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Why Trump Suddenly Wants to Save Jobs in China, by Clint Finley. President Donald Trump has long promised to get tough on China. So why is he so worried about saving jobs there? Last week, the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE said it had halted its major operations after the U.S. government moved to ban U.S. companies from selling software or components to ZTE. On Sunday, Trump tweeted that he and Chinese President Xi Jinping were working together to save ZTE. "Too many jobs in China lost," Trump tweeted. "Commerce Department has been instructed to get it done." Lifting sanctions on ZTE might help defuse a budding trade war that threatened U.S. agriculture exports. In exchange for lifting the sanctions, China might rescind planned tariffs on products like pork and ginseng that were themselves responses to the U.S.'s planned tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum, the Wall Street Journal reports. Chinese tariffs on U.S. farm goods could be a huge headache for Trump and Republicans in the midterms, since red states and rural voters could be the hardest hit. ZTE's plan to shut down without U.S.-made hardware and software shows how interconnected the world's two largest economies remain, despite mutual fears and rising tensions. Chinese companies still rely on U.S. technology, and U.S. tech firms make a large share of their products in China. The ZTE sanctions could have wider-ranging impacts on U.S.-China relations. The sanctions were so excessive that they threatened to damage any trust the Chinese government might have in trade relations in the U.S., says Susan Shirk, chair of the 21st Century China Center at the University of California, San Diego. Telling ZTE that it can't buy U.S. technology signals to China that it can be excluded from the U.S. technology market at any time, says Shirk, a former U.S. trade negotiator. That just motivates China to build its own alternatives to U.S. technology, exactly what the U.S. would prefer it not do. Chaz Freeman, a senior fellow at Brown University's Watson Institute, agrees. If China can't rely on supply chains that include U.S. components, the country will create its own supply chains, says Freeman, who served as President Richard Nixon's interpreter during his famous 1972 visit to China. Some critics of Trump's move to ease the ZTE sanctions, such as Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, have argued that the decision will make it easier for Chinese telecommunications companies to spy on Americans. But Shirk points out that the sanctions didn't prevent the sale of ZTE products in the U.S. and weren't imposed due to espionage concerns. They stemmed from ZTE's violations of sanctions against other countries. Last year, ZTE admitted that it violated U.S. export laws by selling phones with U.S.-made software and hardware to countries such as Iran and North Korea. The company agreed to pay a fine of about $900 million, fire 4 senior employees, and discipline many others. Last month, the U.S. Department of Commerce said the company had failed to discipline some of its employees and, as a result, imposed the sanctions. Derek Scissors of the free market think tank American Enterprise Institute says that a deal to reduce the severity of the ZTE sanctions will lower the odds of a trade war in the short term, but could weaken the U.S.'s position in the long term. The ZTE sanctions were the strongest action the Trump administration has taken against China by far, Scissors says. Why would China believe that the U.S. is serious about taking difficult steps after this? Scherk hopes that reducing or eliminating the sanctions could help smooth over U.S.-China relations, but Freeman isn't so optimistic. Even if the administration can come to a deal with China over agricultural tariffs, it won't fix the deeper rift between the two countries, he says. Freeman argues that infighting within the Trump administration has left an incoherent, at best, policy towards China. If Trump administration officials can't agree internally on what they want, they won't be able to negotiate deals with China. More great Wired stories can be found by following these links in the original article. If Trump is laundering Russian money, here's how it would work. Spot the contraband in these airport baggage X-rays. How a DNA transfer nearly convicted an innocent man of murder. Photo essay, ominous views of Japan's new concrete seawalls, and best robot vacuums, pet hair, carpets, hardwood floors, and more.